Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for joining me. It is Sunday, the 10th of May. I hope everyone's doing well. The sunshine is coming out, and it is a special day. Of course, it is Mother's Day, and I hope everyone had a chance to enjoy our special day with moms. You guys all know that I'm very, very close to my mother, and she holds a very special piece in my heart. You know, it doesn't just take today, Mother's Day, for me to share and let her know how special she is, and all five of her kids. We appreciate her every day, considering, you know, she came here as a refugee, as an immigrant, starting a salon with dad's help, and really wanted just to do something for a couple of years to get us back on our feet, get us adjusted and assimilated to a new culture. And it took, I think last year was her 40th year working in a beauty salon, and she finally got a chance to retire. So needless to say, this is special for us, special for her, and I just want to take a moment to wish other mothers out there a wonderful Mother's Day. Really quick, a lot of changes taking place within the last couple of days and week. I know a lot of you have been calling me, contacting us, not the least of which was about unemployment, not the least of which was about PUA, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program through State of California, EDD, Employment Development Department. Honestly, the website is very, very intuitive, got a lot better. So if you're still needing help with that, please, please do not hesitate. Give us a call. We're here to help. The other questions a lot of us are asking and still pending is that PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, the dreaded PPP, as we see that the funds are starting to become depleted. And yet a lot of us who have applied, my clients, businesses, independent contractors, self-employed, have basically contacted any banks and every banks out there they can think of that are SBA approved banks out there, and still have not received feedback, positive feedback. Some have gotten rejected. Email from Chase, for some reason Chase seems to be rejecting a lot of folks. I do see some approval from Wells Fargo recently. I do see some approval from CDC, which is the small statewide bank that I think I refer a lot of you to. But I hope that this coming week we'll get some great news in the area of approval, in the area of at least some additional feedback or follow-up that they want from us. Those are easy. I can help you with providing additional support, whether they needed the P&L, they needed to verify the bank, they need to verify our payroll, monthly expense, whatever it is, we'll make it work. But when you get that dreaded, rejected message saying something to the effect that you did not meet the requirement or they could not verify your monthly payroll expense, I thought that was a very generic and kind of a weak response, and it all came from Chase. So needless to say, this is not a judgment call. If one bank rejects us, we got to go for another bank. And frankly, those resources are depleting quickly. So let's get that going. I want to bring up this topic. And again, as many of us are still waiting for approval, many have gotten approval already. And at that 8-week window is starting to become important in the sense that within the 8 weeks we have to use the funds, right? That grant is a grant if we meet their requirements. And part of the requirements, two things that needs to be met, is that 75% of that total amount that's given, that's lent out to us, needs to be used for payroll and payroll expenses. And the other 25% is for rent, mortgage, and some utilities and electricity and those type of costs, the office expenses. So I want to focus on that PPP, 75% payroll for now. As many of you have gotten, and if you reach out to me, I'll make sure that you get this new tool that we just worked on. It wasn't anything we created from scratch. There were a lot of resources we found online. However, it was confusing. It was inaccurate, but it was a good template to start with. And I'm so proud to have a good team of accountants and even attorneys and advisors to come together and start, you know, playing with the various systems and organizers and worksheets. So what we got, to me, seems like I'm not a perfect system, a pretty accurate, pretty close to a decent system for us to utilize to calculate our payroll costs, to calculate our what they call FTE, which is full-time equivalent calculations of expenses that meet the other part, the 25% part, the rent, the utilities, the mortgages, and things of that nature. So again, I know we all want to make to be, we are excited now that we got the PPP fund. We're like, how do I make it forgiven? Because again, we want to, you know, we all know there's no free lunches out there. There is a criteria. And by all means, I know that the government means well and they want to give us grant. And to be honest with everyone, as a business owner, you know, a lot of time we're prideful, we're proud. We don't want anything to be given to us unless we're work hard for it and know we deserve it. But now this is a difficult time. Things happen beyond our control. Wall Street is getting bailed out funding, and frankly, when the Fed comes out and said, you know, we're not going to let anybody fall, we're not going to let the airline company, we're not going to let the oil companies go bankrupt, we're going to buy those junk bonds, we're going to make sure that we make the economy strong and vibrant, and whether it is to infuse more funding, more liquidity, and changing laws and regulations and policies so that it induces more business activity, then as a business owner, as a small business owner like ourselves, as a small taxpayer like ourselves, what are we to do? You know, when stimulus of $1,200 are coming and some of them are coming slowly, it's barely enough to pay our bills. When businesses are forced to shut down, the salons, the restaurants are limited in the capacity. The salons are closed for almost over 2 months now. What are we to do? So I know that we should only receive or use whatever is qualified, whatever is given to us. If it is not meant to be forgiven, then guess what? It's a loan. It's a very decent loan with a 1% interest rate to be paid back in 2 years. And so I'm not saying just, you know, exploit the system, work the system so that you can get all this amount be forgiven. I'm not saying that at all, but I think that it is important for us to be smart about it. If there's some way for us to utilize these funds for the next 8 weeks to keep us alive, to keep us maybe solvent, so that when we are able to reopen again, that we do it on the right, you know, with full strength, full capacity. So I think a lot of questions that everybody's asking is, how do I make this grant to become a grant to be forgiven? And so a lot of folks say, well, in any way that I can change and update my payroll amount that I pay to my employees, to myself, to increase the wages. And of course, the more you increase your wages, the more the payroll cost becomes a factor. In addition to that, you also have people who are out on unemployment benefits. I think that was the beginning of my conversation today, was that EDD is starting to accept a lot of applications from self-employed individual, whether you're a 1099 independent contractor, a small business owner, a self-employed individual who didn't pay into unemployment, but because of COVID, the state of California, the IRS, and the federal government are extending that unemployment benefit to self-employed individuals. So that extra $600 a week is very attractive, very appealing. So as a business owner who got the PPP loan, well, part of the requirement is you have to bring back those workers. You have to keep consistent. You have to maintain that payroll that you had prior to the COVID. So really, when you ask about how do they measure, how do they calculate, how do they track whether this funding, this amount that I'm spending in this 8 week window, it's going to be forgiven, it's going to qualify for forgiveness. Well, they're going to look at your payroll, your full-time employment, FTE, which is full-time equivalent, and the number of full-time employees, which is generally about 30 hours or more a week, to the number that you have during this 8 weeks. And if the number changes, because guess what? Even though the compensation that goes up or keeps the same because you pay yourself more, you pay the few employees that you keep more to maintain the same level as you were prior to the 8 weeks, yet the full-time, the FTE number is not matching or not consistent or doesn't meet the requirement as when you had before the COVID hit, then guess what? Some of this funding is not forgiven. So that's a very, very important factor to consider. So without going too much details, I want you to please, please, please take a look at that worksheet that I sent. The hard part was really setting up the instructions. It wasn't so much the worksheet itself, because I think, again, we have a very vibrant community of accountants, advisors, business professionals who come together and really try to create tools and collaborate with each other and to make sure that we pretty much take advantage of whatever information resources out there. So I like that collaboration part. You know, we do our share to make sure that we, whatever we see out there, we polish it, we work on it, we track it, we make sure that we share whatever we have with others as well. So for those who have not gotten that worksheet from me, please contact me, email, call, text. Those who've gotten it already, on the second tab, there's that instructions. That's something that we actually created from scratch. Take some time, take a look at it, color code it. Item and purpose should be inputted, areas that are talked about, the compensation, the wages that you pay, that is tracked down by week. Also, the FTE, which is a full-time equivalent amount that you had prior to the COVID, which I believe was about February, was the time window that they give us compared to that 8-week window that we're looking at right now. And the 25%, which is that rent, mortgage, and utilities calculation, is also on there as well. So please take a look at that. Take advantage of the tools that we have. Play with it. Please, I hope that we don't find any mistakes in error. But if you do, let me know. Let us know. We'll continue to polish. We'll continue to work on it to make it better. Again, I want to spend today and this time to say thank you for your time again. Thank you for allowing me to share this special day with you, and wishing everybody out there a great Sunday, especially all the mothers out there. And I look forward to talking to you the next episode. Have a great day.